better way to start a day than with a hot cup of nectar harvested by enslaved hominids. Look at them, feeble-minded hominids, slaving away to collect pollen for Krimtar the Wise, ruler of Dog Snout County. And to think we let their kind keep us down, below the ground, for centuries. Who's the superterranean species now?
Your Grace.
Yes, Zebulon, what is it? You're interrupting my musings.
Apologies, Your Grace. I only interrupt to inform you that we have acquired the specimen.
Ah, well, what are you waiting for? Bring him in.
I would strongly advise against that, my lord. The specimen is quite aggressive. It eviscerated several of my men and maimed four others. I don't think they will ever fly again. The swarm troopers have the beast secured, and we are waiting for the sedatives to kick in. Once we are certain that the specimen has been rendered tranquil and is blasted enough for presentation, we shall bring it before you.
How long?
Shouldn't be more than a few hours, Your Grace.
Fine. I waited a century to assassinate that vile, pompous Roach King. I suppose I can wait a few hours to see my prized pet.
Sir, there is one more thing.
I sense hesitation in your voice. What is it, Zebulon?
While capturing the specimen, the swarm troopers stumbled upon another discovery.
Yes, yes, spit it out.
Squatch Ronson lives. Your Grace. He and the Gager Man have journeyed down into the sewers. They plan to start a new settlement in the lands below. It appears they have encountered the Newt. I don't expect they will survive, but if they do, rest assured, my lord, I shall eliminate them.
No, no. Leave him be. The Radio Ape is the heart and soul of Dog Snout County. He is the voice of the cannibal people. If we execute him, the peasants shall cry mutiny.
I see. Then should I lead the swarm troopers to the sewers to prevent the Newt from devouring him?
I said we should not kill him. But if the Newt eliminates him for us, then so be it. But if he survives, and he wants to take the sewers for himself, he can have them. I've grown quite fond of the sunshine. But if he does manage to defeat the Newt and settles down in the sewers, we must ensure that he understands.
Understands what, sir?
That what lies beneath Dog Snout County is still Dog Snout County, and thus falls under Locust Folk law. No matter how deep a hole he crawls into, that hole will always be but a tiny chamber within the hive. I, Krimtar the Wise, rule over these lands. As above, so below.
Yes, Lord Krimtar.
We got cannibal children and mutant man-gators, razor blade candy, skin traders, so please come on down and be the lucky pallbearer for discarded guts from bloody Wendigo terrors right here in Dog Snout County, right here in Dog Snout.
Dead end.
Oh, damn it. Now what are we gonna do?
You, count down.
What?
I'll lower the ladder for you. Make haste.
Get to climbing, Gary. I'm right behind you. It's got my foot.
Squatch.
Toss that lantern at it. Hurry. I can't hold on for much longer. that did it. Looks like it's run off. I think we're good. We keep climbing. Christ, that was close.
Glad it could give some help.
Hello? It's too dark in here. Can't see you, but thank you for saving us, whoever you are.
Some call me the Roach King. Or at least, at one point in time they did. Now I have been reduced to a severed head riding on the back of a sewer crab. It is not much of a life, but I greatly prefer it to death.
I guess that explains all that scuttling we heard before.
The Roach King? But how?
Oh, my dear boy. Roaches are survivors. I'm sure you've heard the old adage about my kind. For most species, decapitation means certain death. But separating a roach's head from its body is nothing more than an inconvenience. I'm surprised Krimtar the Wise did not think of that when he betrayed me. For the record, I would be doing finger quotes when I said the Wise, if I had fingers. Get it? Because he calls himself Krimtar the Wise, but he's clearly not very wise at all. If he were, he would have realized that cutting off my head would not kill me.
Yeah, I got it. Thanks. I'm Squatch Ronson, by the way, and this is my friend Gator Gary.
Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
How have you managed to survive up here all this time?
Quite comfortably, actually. The critters down here know me well. Once I managed to latch myself onto this crustacean here, getting around the sewers became quite easy. Not the case initially. Lots of rolling around before I hitched a ride on this fella. As for the newt, I removed it from the equation some time ago. I managed to roll away unnoticed and hide out until the locust folk fled to the lands above. Then I went off exploring, hoping to reunite with my old body, only to find that infernal beast feasting upon it. I managed to lure it into the catacombs and trap it there. And there it remained, sealed away, until your lot showed up.
Oh, sorry about that. Any ideas on how to kill it? We're trying to clean this place out to make way for our people.
Yes. I have heard echoes of the situation above. I was really rooting for your species, eager to see that insolent devil Krimtar the Wise get his comeuppance. And to answer your question, no. I do not know how to kill it, unfortunately. I was hoping that you might have an idea, seeing as how your people dealt with it once before. Whatever you did back then certainly scared it off, hence why it took shelter down here.
Unfortunately, it was our friend Helter Smelter that fought him off before. A couple of those abominations escaped from the Hades Institute and wreaked havoc on our town. Helter Smelter really put the fear of God into him. Wouldn't be surprised if that one recognized him from their first encounter. Bit his arm clean off. Damn shame.
Oh, Helter Smelter. In the heat of the moment, I almost forgot about him. Oh, I hope he's okay.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it. From what I understand, they have unprecedented regeneration abilities. These sewers go everywhere, even beneath the Hades Institute. So I hear whispers sometimes. I have heard these lizards referred to as Newt. N-E-W-T. Nanoregenerative Experimental Water-Dwelling Troopers. Apparently this Hades Institute was experimenting with human regeneration to create an army of super soldiers for the government. Injected them with a combination of reptilian and amphibian DNA. But they used too much.
Those poor patriots. Uncle Sam turned them into giant lizards.
Well, being turned into a big lizard isn't so bad, Squatch.
I didn't mean no offense by Gary. You're really cool, big lizard man. Can't say the same for that abomination.
They were designed to kill and to be unkillable.
There's gotta be some way to defeat it.
Follow me to my workstation. I have a sort of surveillance system in place. We may be able to observe the creature's habits, find a solution to our problem.
You have cameras down here?
Not quite.
Cover your ears. The sound I am about to emit may hurt your hominid drums.
Oh, Christ. What was the point of that?
Here they come.
Fireflies.
There must be thousands of them.
Quite the sight to behold, is it not?
They're beautiful.
Though Krimtar took over the Locust Folk hive mind, the telepathic network that links us all together, some insects have remained loyal to me, namely the fireflies. All right, boys, get into formation. As you can see, they are forming something akin to your television screens. Each firefly representing a pixel, altering their light levels to simulate the projection of an image. Down below, some of their brethren are flying about, relaying the information to them. They tell us what they see, and the image is projected onto the, pretend I'm doing finger quotes again, television screen. The image is monochromatic, but I think it will suffice. They can even simulate audio by rubbing their legs together, though the sound quality is subpar.
Can you tell your fireflies to check in on Helter Smelter for us?
I'll see if they can locate him. What does he look like?
About 18 feet tall, big metal-eating ogre, one arm. Can't miss him.
I shall try.
Squatch, there he is.
Oh, good. He put some distance between himself and the newt. And looks like he's wrapping some rebar around his arm to make a tourniquet. I think he'll be okay, Harry.
Oh, thank God.
We'll be sure to check in on him when this is all over. If we make it out alive, that is. Roach King, let's see if we can find the newt.
On it.
It's changing. Well, I still can't believe you're able to do this with fireflies. Oh, there it is, the newt.
Let's observe it, see what intel we can gather regarding its behaviors, if any.
Wait a sec. Look, you see that? That's where Gary hit it with the lantern. It's wounded from the fire.
So?
So, these things are supposed to regenerate, right? Heck, Helter Smelter ripped its tail clean off back in the day and it sprouted right back, but look, that burn, it's still there.
Yes, you may be onto something here. That will be all, boys. Thank you for your hard work. Disperse. Perhaps the fire sort of cauterizes its flesh, preventing it from regenerating.
So we kill it with fire then?
I don't think a little fire will be enough to put it down, but what I'm thinking is if we can hack off its limbs and then blast the stumps with fire, we could cauterize the wound, as Roach King put it.
Thus preventing its limbs from growing back.
And then once it's incapacitated, cut its head off. Easy peasy.
Yes, this just might work.
You don't happen to have a flamethrower down here by chance, do you?
Oh no. A sentient head with no hands has little use for weapons, my dear boy.
Fair point. Is there a manhole opening nearby?
Right above us, actually. Should let out somewhere around Lake Lamprey.
Perfect. Let me get my buddy on the radio. You'd like him. He's kind of like a sentient head, too. Except he cruises around on a little RC car instead of a sewer crab.
An RC car, you say? Sounds exhilarating.
Chive Mine. Come in, Chive Mine.
Oh, good. You managed to shut out your water. Were you able to get inside the catacombs? Over.
Not yet. We got the door open, but we've kind of got a situation. Remember those newts that escaped from the Hades Institute a while back? Well, looks like one of them found its way down here. And we know it can regenerate, but the way we see it is we could chop its legs off and then sort of cauterize the wounds with fire. You think that will prevent it from regenerating?
Actually, should interfere with its cellular makeup. Yes, I do believe this plan will work. I must say, Squatch, I'm quite impressed. No offense, but I'm surprised you arrived at this conclusion without my assistance.
Well, we had some help. Anyways, we've got a chainsaw, but no fire. You think you can smuggle us a flamethrower? We're below the manhole cover by Lake Lamprey.
I cannot make the delivery myself. If Grimtar sees me zipping around with a flamethrower, he'll banish me to the Hornet Shack. But I may be able to get one of Hank's rabid feral children from the child farm to bring it to you. Grimtar tends to leave Hank and his kids alone, so long as Hank provides Grimtar with kids to use for labor at the pollination plantation. I should be able to get over to you shortly. Over.
All right, fellas, what's the plan?
Well, I think you should stick with the chainsaw, seeing as how I only have one hand and my other arm is an alligator tail, and Roach King has no hands at all. I think I should be able to manage the flamethrower with one hand.
That should work. I slice, you torch, but how do we sneak up on it? Because we sure as shoot can't face it head on.
I can serve as bait. If we can figure out which way it's coming from, we can lure it into one of the tunnel intersections. I sit in the middle and I lure it towards me. Meanwhile, each of you will hide out in the tunnels on either side. Once it gets close, I can summon a swarm of my fireflies to blind it. And then you jump out and ambush it. One of you slices, the other torches, as you so eloquently put it.
Oh, Roach King, we can't ask you to do that for us.
Oh, my sweet child. If I could survive decapitation by the hands of my most trusted advisor, I'm sure I can manage the bowels of a giant lizard monster. Besides, as much as I find the two of you endearing, I'm not doing it for you. These sewers are my home as well. I'm just as concerned with ridding these tunnels of this pest as you are.
Duly noted. All right then, so that's the plan. We just gotta wait for our flamethrower delivery and we should be good to go. Speak of the devil. Garrett, grab that, will ya?
Sure thing, Squatch.
Sandwich.
Hey, Sandwich.
Sandwich.
You got something for us?
Sandwich.
Thanks, kiddo.
You run along now, Sandwich, before Hank realizes you're not in your cage. Wouldn't want you to get the fire hose on our behalf.
Sandwich.
Cute kid, that Sandwich.
Sandwich? Strange name for a boy.
We call him Sandwich because that's the only word he can say. A couple of years ago, he was trying to fornicate with a raccoon. You know how kids are.
Boys will be boys.
Exactly. Anyways, the coon bit him right on the tip of his pecker. He didn't know it was rabid at the time, though that probably wouldn't have done much to temper his carnal intentions. Took a day or so, but one afternoon, his mom was making him a ham sandwich for lunch, and that's when the rabies set in. Since then, only word he can say is sandwich.
A fascinating tale. As much as I would love nothing more than to hear more stories about children copulating with varmint, I think we should turn our attention to the matter at hand.
You're right. Enough chit-chat. Gary, you ready?
Ready, boss.
Well, all right then. Let's get the show on the road. Backwoods Radio Show is produced by me, Michael LaRusso, featuring Andrew Parker as the voice of Zebulon, with original music by John Simmons. If you like the podcast, please rate and review it on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, and be sure to share it with your friends. As always, thanks for listening.
Baby, where I'm going, I won't. Just I won't.